Sister Billy Bean worked out there.
Sweet.
Huh? I like it.
Hey, Drew, like 7 weeks ago, you were after the Packers game, you talked about digging out of a hole.
Yeah.
Are you all out now?
We're on our way. I think had you told us or anybody that after 0-4 we'd be looking at 5-5 at some point, winning 5 of 6, you know, with that schedule that we had, you know, in front of us, that probably would have been. I think a lot of people might have looked at that and said that's pretty unrealistic. But here we are. We stayed the course. You know, we didn't overreact. I think a lot of what was happening outside the building was, you know, the talk about. Just kind of waiting for the crisis, you know. But the fact is, we've got good players, we got good people, we got great character, great leadership, and we just knew that things were going to turn for us if we just continue to do things the right way. Good things were going to happen, and we did that. That's exactly what we did. And man, we've had some great team wins here during this run, 5 of 6, both sides of the ball, really stepping up, making a lot of plays when called upon. Again today, great, you know, all around team victory. Very balanced on offense, defensively coming up with a big turnover resulting in points, another one that took, you know, points away from them, and just playing good football, you know, special teams coming up with a big return to start the second half. So as I look at our team and just the way that we're building and the way that we're winning, we're doing it the right way.
Hey, Drew, you extended your record today of 20 or more completions to 46 straight games, but I would suspect that's a record you wouldn't mind ending if it reflects the kind of balance and how seldom you've had to throw recently.
Yeah, I'm all about efficiency, you know, and so the yards don't matter, the number of completions don't matter. I want to be efficient, you know. I want to be a good decision maker. I want to just make the plays when I'm called upon to do that, and take care of the football, and just do all those little things.
You brought up balance, and it's again third week in a row where you guys rush for 140 yards. I mean. And obviously, you see the results. Just getting to that point, I mean, obviously, it's something you guys strive for and work hard. But you know, the difference between then, you know, early in the season, and this,
yeah,
right now, is probably, yeah, part of that, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we're in a little bit different situations offensively, you know, now than maybe we were a couple of those first two games at least. We just obviously have made the commitment, you know, to it, and. Just stuck with the plan, you know, regardless of, you know, how the game's going, just understanding that, you know, it's complimentary football, you know, and I feel like we've obviously had some great, you know, performances by our running backs and great job by the guys up front, the O-line. So we've been effective with it, and it's obviously helped the overall production. And, you know, for me as a quarterback, listen, I'm happy to hand it off to those guys as many times as we need to, you know, also understanding that there's going to be opportunities, you know, in the passing game where we need to benefit from that, and then also we need to stretch the field to help continue to open up, you know, those run lanes.
How much has Aaron Cromer returning to that role full-time meant to you, because it somewhat corresponds to the way the running game's gone the last 3 years?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure maybe a little bit, you know, just because obviously there's a lot of other responsibilities that come with being the head coach, but you know, so during that stretch of 6 games, you know, I still think he was spending just as much time, you know, working on the run game and getting those guys ready, and than he is now. But you know, who knows? I just think that we've just found our rhythm. You know, I just think that we, you know, kept plugging away and kept believing that things would turn, and they have. We're starting to catch some breaks. You know, we're starting to just kind of hit our stride. But still, I feel like our best is yet to come. You know, I still don't feel like we've put together, you know, just a fantastic performance. You know, in each one of these past few games, you know, you look back and say, there was, you know, a stretch here, a couple drives here where, you know, just little things, you know, prevented us from moving on, you know, 3 and out here, whatever it might have been. So we can get better, there's no doubt.
How were you able to exploit the Raiders defense today?
I think, you know, early on, you know, that first drive, I think just tempo, you know, getting in and out of the huddle, getting plays dialed up, whether it was the run game or the pass game. I think, you know, the balance of, you know, being able to run it effectively and throw it effectively and convert some third downs. You know, we were 55% on third down. That's definitely winning football. You know, got the benefit of a big return there to start the third quarter, and some turnovers. But felt like first half, we only had four possessions and felt like we were backed up quite a bit, and yet still came away with, I guess, 14 points offensively, and our defense got one. But kept plugging away with our plan and stuck with it.
You're getting pretty good today.
What's that?
You got hit pretty good today a couple times.
Yeah. I got popped a few times, but no, fine. One of those resulted in obviously a big play to Lance on 3rd and 12. I knew I had to hang in there a little longer for that route to develop, and knew I was probably going to take a shot, but you love it when the result's a touchdown, obviously. Those don't hurt as bad. But the guys up front did a great job. One or two of those shots was my own fault, just from holding it too long or trying to wait for something to develop. But I think overall, we were really good up front.
Do we have time for one more question, please?
Yeah, Bryce did a great job at right tackle. Obviously, you hate to see Charlie Brown go down, especially with Shreve being out as well. So Bryce steps in, hasn't taken any reps with the first team in that capacity, but felt like he really did a good job. Just got the nerves out on the first couple of plays, and then was really solid after that. We'll see kind of how this shakes out over the next week or two, but I'm confident in his abilities and just as those guys work together as a unit.
Thank